Well, once the Olympics do start, China is hoping its athletes will be at the center of attention. The country trains its best athletes at elite sports schools with the express purpose of winning gold medals. Outside the elite circle, however, sports are given short shrift within Chinese schools. Well, now the government is trying to change that, as the world's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
The kids playing soccer here are at a special summer sports camp sent by their parents. 13-year-old Hao Jin seems to have absorbed one of the main lessons the camp teaches.
Do you think it's important to participate in sports?
Very important. The health is like the main source of all your energy, including learning energy. So sports is very important.
But a more typical young Chinese person's attitude towards sports is that of this 19-year-old Olympic booth volunteer.
Maybe in school we have no time to do exercise because study is heavy. And we always spend our time on studying in high school.
Competition to get into Chinese universities is fierce, and it all comes down to one exam taken at the end of high school. Ganbei Lin, the director of Beijing Municipality's Physical Education Department, worries that for many young people, making the grade comes at a cost to their physical health and fitness.
Even for students who like exercise, they look at other students who are able to do really well in academics. Therefore, they feel the pressure to neglect their sports despite their likes, despite their personal preferences, and have to pursue academics.
The government has noticed the trend of decreased fitness and increased obesity among kids. So, it started annual assessments of physical fitness, strength, endurance, speed, and flexibility. Gan says the results have been below par. Same goes for the physical fitness test kids now have to pass to move from middle school to high school. Gan says many kids stress out over the test and train for it for months.
These three events are made up of 1,000-meter run, pull-ups for boys and sit-ups for girls. It's how many you can do in 1 minute. And then the third one is a choice of volleyball or basketball. And really, the standards for passing these events are quite low. But in reality, the students, they spend a lot of effort in trying to meet these low standards.
Gan says the government is now putting more emphasis in the curriculum on fitness and on organized team sports. Ma Songbing approves. His 14-year-old son is now playing on his school's soccer team. And Ma says it's especially important for this generation to learn the skills that come with playing on a team.
Because there's only one child in one family. If they don't really participate in some group sports, they will feel lonely. Might not be good for their personality growth.
So far, soccer, basketball, and table tennis are the sports that have caught on for inter-school competitions. But organized team sport leagues, in or out of school, are still fairly limited in China. Sports anthropologist Susan Brownell of the University of Missouri, who's now in China on a Fulbright, says there's a reason for this.
Sport really ultimately has to come from the grassroots level. Sports in the U.S. are just an integral part of our grassroots democracy, of our civil society. Most of our grassroots sports is run by volunteers. That whole infrastructure is just missing in China. And the government is not to the point yet where it wants to actively promote it.
But it is at the point where it's thinking seriously about how to make its students more well-rounded, both those who study too much and play too little in ordinary schools, and those who train too much and study too little at the elite ones, the athletes the government selects when they're very young. Beijing Physical Education Department Director Ganbei Lin.
What's different from most of the other models in the other countries is that in China, we pick our professional athletes when they're really, really young. This is based off the Soviet model, and we take them when they're not even 10 years old and cultivate them to become professional athletes. In most of the rest of the world, these professional athletes, they are self-selecting. They come out of the masses by themselves. They're volunteers. Versus China, where it's a government-regulated model.
Do you think this model is preferable?
No,
this government-regulated model isn't preferable. We've basically gotten to the end of the road as far as this track goes.
Gan says the government is now talking about merging the two tracks of sports schools and normal schools after the Olympics. The details have yet to be decided, but Gan says even elite athletes deserve something closer to a normal childhood. And for everyone else, he says, the government has realized it should give more resources to sports in schools, because sports can impart important life skills and life habits. The challenge now is to convince more parents and teachers and students themselves that it's worth a break from the books. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.